on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania. Helen Shield.
Older people enjoy the social interactions that occur, and children learn what older people can offer.
Why haven't this
one? Oh, in case I fall over.
Because old people can't walk that good, can't they?
No. Oh, no.
You see people sitting in a chair going like this.
What I'm going to do...
You know what they're doing?
Is
they're catching flies.
Wait till you see the residents in flamboyant dress-ups doing the hokey-pokey with the kids. Seriously, I've been crying at it all day. It's been pathetic. Jacinda Armstrong is with Playgroup Tasmania. She's the CEO. She can probably hold it together because she sees this all the time. You're already doing this in Tasmania, Jacinda.
Yes, we do. We do it in a playgroup environment, though. So what you'll see tonight on our TV screens is an experiment with preschool children. But what we do is we take it that step further and we include families, so parents also attending these programs.
Right. Why did you get involved in this? Well, they're calling it intergenerational care. What do you call it?
Yeah, so... I mean, intergenerational playgroups is quite a generic term. We've started to roll out what we're calling ageless play. And we've been involved in establishing or supporting residential aged care services to establish playgroups within their settings for a couple of years now.
Wow. Where is it happening around the state?
So there are two in the Launceston region, one in the south and also one on the northwest coast currently.
How do you see the children benefit from that?
So children often don't have grandparents close by. We know that communities look different. Family dynamics are somewhat different these days than they were 30, 40 years ago. So what it does is it actually helps to normalise relationships across the generations and helps to build, I guess, empathy and understanding of older people just being another part of our community.
Do the parents get a bit of a break while it's all going on?
I'm not sure if I would call it a break, but parents do also benefit from having these conversations from older people who have lived experience of being parents. So there's benefits across all the generations that participate.
Yeah, what about for the older residents? How are you seeing their benefit?
Yeah, what's interesting, and this is a lot of what the show is focusing on, is the quality of life indicators or the health and well-being of the residents. And we have stories of, you know, residents trying to get up out of their wheelchairs or away from their walking frames to play with the children down on the floor. And these are people who have not sat on the floor for a number of years. So their enthusiasm and just their excitement about when playgroup is happening. Residents in these settings quite often dismiss the activities that are scheduled, but when playgroup is coming, they're all so excited to be involved.
Do people have a tendency to cry at first when they're part of it?
Oh, I did. It's just so heartwarming to see the smiles on both the children and the older people's faces. It just brings joy. And I think that sometimes their lives might lack a little bit of joy when they're so isolated and you know, excluded a bit from normal community life.
What sort of activities do they all get up to together?
Singing, Play-Doh. They love Play-Doh. Obviously, it's a very sensory and tactile activity. And children and the older people love to play with Play-Doh together. There's threading, so they can thread beads onto a necklace. And singing, musical instruments and reading, which is always something that the older people love to do with the children, is to read to them.
Important question, is there a dress-up box?
There is always dress-ups, yes. And it's more than likely the older people that have the costumes on. The feather boas come out, and the glasses, and yeah, it's quite fun.
Has it made you reflect on what sort of care you'd like in old age?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think that's also part of the benefit of something like intergenerational programs is for us as adults who are not yet in that stage of life to really, yeah, reflect on what it is that we value as part of our lives in the community and how we should be building opportunities for older people to still participate in community life.
Is it something playgroups are doing all over the country?
Yeah, so we're so happy to be partnering with the ABC nationally around the rollout of this show. And so it is, it's happening nationally. And so we actually have a website that is a national website, which is agelessplay.com.au. And that has information about everything that's happening around the country in terms of the intergenerational playgroup space.
Agelessplay.com.au?
Yes.
Okay. What did you think when you saw the show? I presume you've seen a preview.
I have, and I had tears.
No.
It's just beautiful and hilarious. The children are hilarious, but so are the older people. Some of the things they come out with, that you will be laughing out loud, and you will also have some tears as well as there's some reflection on life.
Before I let you go, let me ask one more question. Do you think yours is a program? You say you've got it in 4 aged care centres at the moment. Is it something which is likely to expand into more facilities around Tasmania?
Well, that's what we hope. Yeah. So we are kind of hoping that people, so families and organisations will be inspired by this series to either join an existing playgroup or to start an intergenerational playgroup in their area. And they just have to reach out to us through the Ageless Play website or by contacting us directly, and we can help with that.